Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?
The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea. Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
It's on now.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. All good, yeah.
Okay. All prepared for this one? Big
just
one, this one?
Fucking hell, yeah. Well, I don't think we've got a small one, have we?
Well,
not really.
I think this is an exclusive. Is it a Patreon, Reese?
He's got
this one's Claghounds only.
Oh, Clagho special.
The big bucks on this one, then.
Well, let's make sure Paul plugs up for these idiots because they're probably 20 of my favorite people in the world.
They've probably smashed that like button. They subscribe.
Oh, so
really give them something they want.
They've been watching a lot of unboxing videos on our YouTube channel.
Classic. What have you unboxed this week?
What have I what?
What have you unboxed? What have you unboxed this week?
What have I unboxed this week? What have I had this week? Bought some Rennie because I've had a bit of a tough time over Christmas. So
yeah.
I bought some unboxed those.
Yeah. What was that?
That was pretty exciting.
Packaging.
Oh, fucking.
Good?
Wow. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I could barely wait to rip off the cardboard.
Yeah. That's
and show all my my followers.
Yeah.
And they all smashed like and subscribe. They were loving it.
That's
and
then, what it's all about.
And then, of course, my wife went shopping. So I got to unbox a load of stuff.
Yeah.
Some ham.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Wait
a
different
types of cheese. No, I'm not fucking up. I'm not a student anymore.
Breaded
ham.
Yeah.
Breaded ham. Unboxed that. That was absolutely stoked to unbox that.
Yeah, you often get
and then I unboxed a couple of what the Canadians would probably call mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese.
Or Kraft dinner.
Yeah.
So macaroni cheese. My wife bought sort of pre-cooked potatoes. Right. Like the
in
height of laziness. Unbox those.
And tinning or unboxing with that?
And it was more like unbagging. They were in like a sort of a bag.
Right.
I tell you what they were. They were baked potatoes in a bag that you put in the freezer and you basically, it's basically baked potatoes. But here's the rub, John.
Yeah.
These frozen baked potatoes take 45 minutes to cook in the oven.
Just do a baked potato. Fucking what a travesty. What a fucking travesty.
I thought, what was the point?
Unbelievable.
So anyway, I unboxed that, but that one got a few thumbs down that one because people think the same thing as I was thinking probably.
Yeah, it's not as...
And then I homeschooled the kids, played tag, played hide-go-seek, all the American stuff.
Yeah.
Off ground, of course.
Played Gunspree?
yeah. We went down the local shopping mall and just opened fire on a lot of people.
Wicked. Excellent.
What did I do then? Oh, then I asked for some thoughts and prayers, and that went down well. We had a lot
wicked,
of
because that's
people
that's,
gave me their I was doing their thoughts and prayers. That was all good.
That's key. That is to any classic American game.
yeah, brilliant. You know,
wicked.
And then I bought a big flag saying, you know, it's not guns don't kill people.
Yeah.
As you know, you've had a hit. Of course, with it.
We all know people kill people, and that's always good.
People kill people, so why should it be? Yeah. Yeah. How about you, John? Have you been up to? Have you been unboxing stuff?
I've been unboxing, yeah. I've been unboxing. Did a full shop from, I think it was Sainsbury's today. So it was more unbagging, you know.
But hey, the money's kicking in, is it? The old picture of money's kicking in. Got a Sainsbury's?
Yeah, straight off. No, actually, no, it could have been Morrison's. I'm not sure which. It could have been Morrison's.
Equally good. And, if the American listeners listening in, I mean, these are what we call malls.
Yeah.
Or they would call them stores, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can buy things such as food and provisions.
Brilliant feature, Mike.
Woefully short on the ammunition and guns department in Morrison's and Sainsbury's.
Yeah, they have got knives, kitchen knives.
Oh, yeah, you can stab someone. And and there's dried peas there. I suppose you can make some sort of rudimentary pea shooter.
I think one of the things Americans don't realise is, yeah, obviously we don't have as many guns in this country, but if you do need a weapon,
in
a hurry, pop to Sainsbury's, get a kitchen knife. Attach a party popper to the front, and as you stab someone, bang! It's the same as a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly the same as a gun, but it's more colourful, and there's streamers. So that,
yeah, you know, and it's more intimate. It's means more, I think.
I've got a great feature. It's called things you
frozen lamb, frozen leg of lamb. You can whack some of that. In fact, I think it was I think we talked about this before, John. I think it was Tales of the Unexpected. You could basically bludgeon someone to death with a frozen leg of lamb and then eat the evidence.
Susan George featured in that episode. We'll love dearly. Which leads me on nicely, of course, to today's theme. Last week, we introduced the concept of a themed episode. It's obviously a truth.
Incoming pain. We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clackhounds only. This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain. It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clackhounds may enter the pain wall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. Become an official Clackhound. Go to patreon.com/the demon seed.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?